Looking for a place with next level gaming fun? Then head on down to Gamer. Blast your way through laser tag in our new 400 square meter arena with up to 21 people. Reboot in our virtual reality. Play solo or up to 8 players with over 50 games to play. Show your friends your skills on our retro and modern arcade games. Or relax and enjoy your meal at our licensed cafe and bar while we take care of the little rookies. We also do parties and functions. The fun at Gamer never stops. Located in Melbourne, Australia in Trentside Park. Find out more at www.gamer.com.au.
Gamer.
On today's episode, we take a trip down memory lane from our first season of Pod Culture.
Sounds like it's going to bring up a lot of traumatic memories for me. Let's do it here at Pod Culture. What do you got there, pal?
Oh, these little things? These bad boys are fireworks.
Why have you got fireworks? Why have you brought fireworks into our recording studio?
New Year's Eve's just around the corner, Harry. Remember we're having that party and I got these bad boys to shoot off into the sky.
First of all, so illegal. You're not doing that at my house. Second of all, where'd you get fireworks?
Never mind. The point is, these guys are going to be the highlight of the night. Okay? People are going to be coming over to your house. They're going to be flooding in. I know how much you hate when people come to your house.
Firefighters will be flooding in when you light my house on fire.
The lack of trust that you have in me
is well earned.
Look, I'm just going to put these here. Right?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though, carrying those things up the stairs, really, it's a big job. You know, I'm going to have a cigarette. Where's my lighter?
Whoa, no, not next to the firework. You don't smoke. What are you doing? What are those?
They're fake cigarettes, Harry, okay? Sometimes I just try to look cool.
I keep telling you, you don't look cool. It doesn't matter what you do, you don't look cool.
I know.
So no more cigarettes.
Yeah.
Tired of having this conversation with you.
Yeah.
You're not cool.
Okay.
Jeez.
I just sometimes like to try.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for your honesty.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
I'm the cool one.
Yeah.
Got it?
Yeah.
Got it?
Yes.
All right.
Usually you turn the mic off when you're yelling at me like that. You know I don't like that.
Oh. Oh, yeah, no, I thought that was... we better just get back to the script. All right, here we are at Pod Culture.
Yeah.
Tyler, snap out of it.
All right.
Come on,
Pod Culture!
Hey! All right.
It's the last episode of season one.
It is. We've made it right to the end.
And are you happy about that or are you sad?
Oh, I'm
personally
relieved.
Sad. Oh.
I'm so tired.
Gotta be a good break, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It'll be a long, well-deserved break from you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
I school holidays is my busiest period, so like...
Yeah, so I won't be able to see you. Oh, shame.
But,
hey, shame.
It's always next year.
We'll see.
What have you been up to leading up to Spider-Man? What have you been doing to keep yourself sane? Because I'm going insane and it's only a couple of days away.
I think I've actually taken the opposite route to what you've taken. I'm guessing you've been consuming a lot of Spider-Man content.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go the opposite way to keep my mind off the weight.
Yes.
So I've been watching like Titans and playing Guardians, even though it's still, you know.
Marvel. That's Marvel, right.
Watching a lot of Beatles, listening to a lot of Beatles.
But just in your garden.
What?
You've been listening to the Beatles in your garden.
No. I've been inside.
Oh.
Do you mean my octopus's garden?
Do you get Beatles in your house?
I just got your joke. I thought you were referencing the Octopus's Garden song. And I'm like, yeah,
what?
But you didn't say the octopus. That's a Beatles song.
Oh, is it?
Oh, you are kidding me. That makes me madder than anything you've done. And then I realized you were talking about the insect, the beetle.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, listen to some. Go home and listen to some Beatles music, please.
I'm right. I'm going to listen to the
they sing Spider-Man, the Spider-Man theme song.
Score. Did I?
Yeah.
Did I actually?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
With the Spider-Man.
Sure.
From the, no, they don't.
Whatever gets you to listen to them.
Don't turn my podcast into a house of lies.
But
the reason why we're saying this is because Spider-Man's coming out this week.
2 days. At time of recording this podcast, we are 2 days away from the release.
I've already got two tickets purchased
separate times. Surprised you don't have more, honestly.
That will happen. Yeah. Don't you worry. Yeah. Like, I saw Hacksaw Ridge at the movies about 5 or 6 times. Mm.
It's a good movie.
And that had Andrew Garfield in it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if this has...
If this has Andrew Garfield, whew.
10 times.
Yeah.
I want... Enough is not enough with this movie. So we're at the end of our truth on the web. So one last time, let me just fill up my web shooter here.
Here we go. Very good.
Thank you.
So, well, what have we got? Is there anything left to discuss now that we're only...
Yes, there is. There is. To our Daredevil fans out there, it has been confirmed that Charlie Cox will be coming back to reprise his role as Matt Murdock in the MCU.
So what they've said is that they don't necessarily... They probably do know when. Mm. You know, they're just feeding us crap. But they don't know when he's coming back. But they said if Daredevil is to show up in the MCU, we guarantee that it will be Charlie Cox who plays him.
Yes, and I mean...
That's just the best news ever. That's as exciting as getting Tobey or Andrew back.
Well,
he is just made for that.
No Way Home literally like has the best setup for him.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't it? Like, it literally shows in the trailer Peter Parker's going to court.
Yeah.
Who's the best lawyer in New York?
Right.
Foggy.
Yeah.
But if we can't get him, then we'll go with Matt Murdock.
That blind guy.
Yeah, the one who can't see very well. So that's really cool.
Oh, yeah.
If he shows up in it, and Toby and Andrew show up, and you have Willem Dafoe, Jamie Foxx, Alfred Molina, like... You know,
it's a big cast.
It's a lot of people. Huge movie. And I know that Kevin Feige is very proud of it. Like, every time I watch an interview of him in it now, like, he's just like, you know, going all the way back to one of his first Marvel movies that he worked on was Spider-Man.
Mm.
And X-Men, so it was Spider-Man. And like now...
Jeez, he's been around the whole time, hasn't he?
And now, you know, coming to present day where he's got, you know, a third installment of, you know, his kind of Spider-Man in his world.
Yeah.
And bringing two other generations of cinema into this Spider-Man movie, and also making it, I'd say, even bigger than Endgame.
Yeah,
is a huge credit for him. Like, it's gonna be massive, and coming out of, you know, this pandemic, and for us, all these lockdowns and stuff.
Yeah,
like this will be huge in terms of box office record breaking.
I'd say
as well.
So. Yeah. This will be a big hit.
Yeah, it's. If all of them are in it, this movie's going to be very hard to disappoint.
Yeah.
The only way they could disappoint for me is if they changed the characters. Like, for instance, you know, I love Willem Dafoe's Green Goblin in Spider-Man. And then, like, if in this one, he's, like, a completely different kind of
character. Yeah, if he's, like, a sympathetic good guy.
Or he just, like, doesn't have, like, you know, in the first one, it's just him hopping on his glider and having that laugh.
Mm.
That's awesome to watch. If they take, like, you know, don't have many scenes of, like, that kind of thing with him as Green Goblin, then I'll be disappointed. Like, not disappointed in the movie, but I'll have, like, a disappointment, you know. Like, oh, they could have more Green Goblin, like, more, like, cackling.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, like they did in the film. But that's small. Like, that's...
You know what's interesting, though, is this third installment, the one thing that essentially derailed the past two franchises...
Is having too many villains.
Is trying to do too much in one movie.
Mm-hmm.
This movie is going to make those look small by comparison with how much it's trying to do.
Yeah.
Could it go the same
way?
But
you know what the
What's
thing is?
What's going to be different this time?
They've got the length. They've made sure they've got the length of the runtime, like 2 hours and 40 minutes or something, I think it goes for.
Something like that.
That's enough time. Like the
both of the others were over 2 hours.
But you know what? We know the characters already.
We do know the characters. Yeah, yeah.
Like, for instance, in Spider-Man 3, where that's Spider-Man 3 and the Amazing Spider-Man 2 are probably the two movies where that has, you know, made the movie suffer.
Yeah, yeah.
Because in Spider-Man 3, you got to learn about Sandman and his daughter, and you get that, you know, you get that little bit once kind of thing, and then you kind of, that's that, you know, with his daughter kind of thing. And then all of a sudden you're throwing Venom in, and you're throwing New Goblin in. New Goblin probably works best because we already know the character of Harry Osborn.
Yeah, and that's a continuation
and what he's gone
story.
Through and everything, so we know where he's at and everything. Whereas the other two are kind of like, here they are, and it's a split kind of moments of, here's the story. Fight Spider-Man.
Yes.
And then, of course, with Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Same thing. Here's their story.
Here's Rhino randomly, you know. You see him once.
I never got the hate for that. They always said that there was too many villains in the movie, and they always include Rhino in that. Rhino's not there to add anything to the story. He is there for a cool little Easter egg that bookends the movie. You get to
see. Sets up the next one. That was the problem, though. They spent too much time setting up for a bigger movie where it's like, focus on that movie.
But Rhino, they didn't, there was no setting up. They showed Spider-Man taking him out at the start and then him fighting Rhino at the end. It really, in terms of story or setting up, whatever, it
so I wouldn't say that him being in the movie was that problem. I would say the character himself was probably a problem with Rhino. Very over the top. And then Electro. Yeah, okay. I wouldn't say there was too many villains in it. I would say it's the way that, you know, like the Electro shows up. There wasn't enough scenes with the villains.
Yeah,
that way.
Yeah.
Like Electro has.
And they're also trying to do everything with the parents.
Exactly. They're trying to set up so much. That's what that problem really happened with that movie. But so, I don't think it will happen in this one because we know it's
reliable. It's the MCU.
Yeah.
You know?
They're not gonna go, that will do. If Kevin Feige watched it and went, nah.
Yeah.
He would say, nah. They were doing reshoots. They probably did that. They probably heard some fan theories and went, oh, God, that actually is really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
We kind of need that now. And went back and shot a few things. Like, that wouldn't surprise me. They know how big this is.
The last thing that I had heard about No Way Home that can be added to Truth on the Web, it's not really relevant like now, but what I heard was that Tom Holland said in an interview that if they didn't end up being able to pull off this whole multiverse past villain thing, No Way Home was going to be Spider-Man versus Kraven the Hunter.
Yeah.
Who would have been good to play Kraven the Hunter? I know now they've cast...
I have no idea.
They've cast Aaron Taylor Johnson for a Kraven movie.
Yep.
Who knows if they would have gone with him? A lot of people reckon Jason Momoa would have been a great Kraven.
Oh, yeah? I reckon he would have been really well, too. Yeah, 100%. That's really good. We've also been told that Spider-Man is getting another trilogy.
Yeah.
And this is
presumably the college trilogy.
Yeah. And this is going to be set during his college years.
Which
and
this feels like it'll be closer to what the game is.
Yeah. And this isn't a spoiler because we don't know. But I think what's going to happen at the end of the movie is it's all going to come down to Tom Holland's Spider-Man making the decision of making a spell work and everyone, Doctor Strange, the Avengers, Ned, MJ, they're all going to forget that Peter Parker is Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And then literally he's on his own. And then in these college movies, he'll have to, you know, move out and, you know, and then he's our Spider-Man, you know, rent problems and having the problems of being Spider-Man as well as having to live life and love life.
Will he get a job at the Daily Bugle to try and make some cash?
Well, I think so because I reckon everyone forgets. Like Peter Parker. So I reckon that would be a really cool ending. That's not, and if that happens, then everything with like Iron Man in Homecoming, it's cool. It makes sense. Like, you know, he got brought in, you know, and they're like, he got all this stuff and he learnt things along the way.
Yeah.
And now he's going to take that and
go out
through
on his own.
Yeah.
Which is, that's really what we've wanted to see this whole time is 100%. Spider-Man working on his own because that's what he's best known for.
Yes.
You know, he's never been a whole lot of a team player.
Yeah. What else have we seen? We've seen new, like, kind of more things with the costumes. So we know that Jamie Foxx's Electro has like an arc reactor on his chest now. People are assuming that he's going to be blue in the movie, but that arc reactor channels it in.
And allows
him to have his
look
powers.
Human again and control his
exactly. Because there's a bit in the trailer, in the second trailer that we got, where Peter Parker's in there. He's got his, what's that suit called?
The inverted suit.
Yeah. And he's got the Doctor Strange spells on his wrist.
Yeah.
And behind him, Electro is forming in. Yep. And he's blue.
Yeah.
So I reckon that's a good theory. One thing I didn't like seeing is the smashed up Green Goblin helmet, because I do want to see Willem Dafoe under the hood, and it's cool to see the facial expressions because, of course, masks take it away.
I'd rather see that before and then see
exactly,
him put
and
the
it, yeah, and then on. For that final fight, like,
but having, it looks like it's hinting that it could be the other way around.
Yeah, so that will disappoint me a little bit because I'm waiting for the movie to finally get released. So, like, pop culture and Zing and all that, they go, here's the Green Goblin helmet. Like,
yes, exactly.
I'm picking that up straight away. Yeah. Like, and I can't wait for that to come out. So, yeah, if they destroy that and it's destroyed for, like, the whole, like, second half of the movie and everything, I will be a little disappointed.
Yeah, a little bit.
But, you know, there's so much that could happen that can make up for it if we get Toby and Andrew.
Sounds like this last fight between Tom and Willem as Green Goblin is going to be brutal. Tom was saying in an interview that he was having to chug Red Bulls just to keep up the energy levels to keep doing the fight scene. It's so brutal and raw that, you know, they have bloodied knuckles. They're just completely, dirty, they're sweaty.
It's going to be like the ending of Spider-Man 1.
Exactly. That's exactly
Green Goblin and Tobey Maguire just.
And when John Watts yelled cut for the last time, apparently he and Willem just collapsed, just dropped because they had given everything.
It's just, there's no more to see now. There's no more to guess. It literally is just so, I'm seeing it this Wednesday night at midnight.
Midnight session.
And then you and I are going to see, I'm going to say it again, but I'm going to see it with you for your first time on the Saturday night.
Oh, I'm going to have to work hard to avoid spoilers. Oh. You will not be hearing a peep out of me.
Dude, I've already told you, if you send me a message the next day going, sorry, Spider-Man, no, if it was good, if it was bad, if
just
it was perfect,
up.
If it was, I'm just going to send you a thumbs up emoji. Yeah, like, I'll just I'll send you some sort of emoji.
Yeah.
Like a smiley face. Or
the
like
poo emoji.
Yeah. If it's, yeah. Because all it takes is for me to go, dude, it was incredible.
Yeah.
For you to go, Toby and Andrew are in it.
Yeah.
Because if Toby and Andrew aren't in it, I'll be going, it was really good.
Yeah.
You know, like, but if I go, it was incredible, it was amazing, using all those big words, you know that.
You'll know.
Everything worked out the way it was. So, don't send me a message. You know, it's going to be hard for me because, like,
you're going to have to not talk
about it. Yeah. I've got staff at my business that are now excited for the movie because
they'll be asking, and how was it? How was it? And you don't want to spoil.
But like, I want to tell, but you know what I mean? Like,
you want to tell people, don't
like,
you?
Yeah. Like if Toby and Andrew are in, I'm going to be like, they're in it. I need to tell someone. So
let's clarify. So today, right now, this is our last traditional pod culture episode for the year, for season one. But then of course we've essentially been building up to No Way Home this whole time. So next week, after we've seen No Way Home, we will be doing a bonus episode, the No Way Home special.
Yep.
That'll be entirely dedicated to the movie.
And
we're thinking the first half will be spoiler-free.
Yes.
So if you haven't had the chance to see it, you can still hear our initial thoughts on it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll put a big old split right down the middle and say, now we're talking spoilers. And then we'll get into the nitty-gritty.
Yes.
And that'll see us off.
We'll have the bloody knuckles and everything ourselves.
So, make sure you tune back in for that one next week. You won't want to miss it.
Beautiful.
Lovely. I'll see you there. Oh, wait. We've still got some more episode to do, don't we?
Yeah.
Ah.
We may as well continue.
I guess so. I mean, the record button's on.
All right. I thought it was the end, Tom.
Yeah, all right.
That's it for the
year. That felt like a good wrap-up, didn't it? Let's just talk about this year, I suppose.
Yeah.
It's been, even though the pandemic has, you know, made life
destroyed millions of things, and
to put it lightly, yes, we still did get a lot of content this year. Some of it it was, you know, 2 to 3 years in the making because it's been delayed. How about Tyler? Look, there's a bunch of movies that have come out this year. I've sort of rounded up the main ones.
Yep.
There's a lot now that I'm looking back on it. We're going to rapid fire through these.
It's a lot that can happen in 365 days, isn't it?
Yeah, apparently so. I'm gonna throw out the name to you, and you're going to give me your rating out of 10.
Okay.
You ready? These are the movies.
Yep.
Black Widow.
7 out of 10.
Oh, same. Shang-Chi.
7 out of 10.
I said 5. Eternals.
6 out of 10.
6 out of 10. I haven't seen Eternals. Free Guy.
8 out of 10. I really enjoyed that.
I said 6.5. I was a bit lower. Jungle Cruise.
7 out of 10.
8 out of 10.
Okay.
Yeah. Mortal Kombat.
6 out of 10.
7.5 out of 10. Justice League.
9 out of 10.
I said 9.9 out of 10. Suicide Squad.
7.5 out of 10.
I said 9. Dune.
9 out of 10.
Yeah, same. Venom.
8 out of 10.
7.5. And No Time to Die.
Haven't seen that yet.
I said 9.5.
Oh, if I would have seen, I reckon I'd give it an 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
8 or 9 out of 10.
Oh, I forgot to say, I've got the DVDs ready to hand over to you.
Oh, thanks,
Friday.
Catch
up on them. Oh, well,
you didn't bring them.
Oh, well.
Well, there you go.
How about that attitude?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I'll spoil it for you.
I'm sorry.
I have all the power.
Yeah, but then I have the power on Thursdays. So.
Yeah, yeah, you've got the ultimate power, don't you? Yeah. All right.
Oh, sorry, I got a bit carried away there.
You've been drinking Mountain Dew today?
I had about 3 cups.
Your tongue's a bit green.
All right.
You know, I love Dune, and I saw it with my friend, and he loved Dune. And then... we had another friend, Jake, who we had on the Scooby-Doo episode. Hated
it. Like
it. Hated it.
But if Jake, you're listening, great guy. I don't think he really likes his movies that much.
Not the big blockbusters. He's a bit more reserved.
I'll be honest. Like, watching it the first time, I was sitting there like, well, I've only seen it once, but watching it through, you kind of do have to think really hard. And
oh, yeah, you got to concentrate.
And it's a very slow movie.
Yeah.
100%. But by the end of the movie, everything makes sense.
Everything's set in place for the big... I keep likening it to Deathly Hallows Part 1.
Yeah.
You know, you get all your exposition, you get all your setup, you know, if put all your characters into their places so that by the time Part 2 comes around, it's just go, 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 go. And that won't feel rushed because you've got Part 1 to set that all up. So look out for Part 2 because that's going to be huge.
It'll be awesome.
We had... lots of TV shows this year as well.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. Mm-hmm. Rating out of 10.
Sure.
Loki.
9 out of 10.
8. Falcon Winter Soldier.
7 out of 10.
7 out of 10. WandaVision.
Same thing. 7 out of 10.
7 out of 10. Did you watch the Beatles documentary? Get
no.
Back? I am getting real sick of you disrespecting the Beatles.
Why would I?
This is the only thing on the whole list that I've rated 10 out of 10.
The only thing I've watched is Yesterday.
What do you rate that out of 10?
I got an 8 out of 10.
That was good,
really
wasn't it?
Good.
That was a good movie, yeah. Monsters at Work.
I'm going to get that one a 7.5 out of 10.
Mm-hmm. I actually didn't finish it. I need to finish that. Have you watched any of Titans Season 3?
No, I haven't even watched Season 1 or 2.
Oh. I'd recommend watching those before Season 3.
Well, I'll get it, maybe.
Yeah, I gave that an 8 out of 10. I'm loving Titans. Look, what else do we have this year? There's TV shows that didn't come out this year.
I'm watching Daredevil for the first time through.
Which
and I'm halfway through Season 3. So I'm
amazed
kind of watching before Spider-Man comes out.
That it's taken you this long to get onto Daredevil. That is fantastic.
I'm really bad when it comes to TV series.
Yeah.
Especially when they're hour-long episodes.
Oh, it's hard, isn't it?
Because you know,
I could watch 3 Simpsons episodes in that time.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the way my mind's
100%. Sometimes when it's such a long episode, there's a lot of filling to do. That's where I struggle sometimes.
And you also feel like you want to watch the whole episode in one hit. You don't
exactly.
Keep coming back to it. Yeah. Otherwise, you sort of lose.
For sure. 100%. Hawkeye.
Hawkeye. Hawkeye's really strong so far.
Really enjoying it. I'm going to say 8 out of 10.
Yeah, I'd go the same. Some of the action feels a little bit stunted, a bit like awkward.
Mm-hmm.
But Kate's a really, really good character.
I like
She's
Kate.
Fantastic. Yeah. They've set her up beautifully to take over the mantle.
100%.
I think we both did the same thing. We both watched all of Futurama this year.
Yes.
Yeah, yep, yeah. Yep. I'd give that a
10
solid.
Out of 10.
10 out of 10, you reckon?
I love Futurama. Yeah, that was hilarious. Yeah, yeah. That and Simpsons. We've been watching that too. 10
Simpsons
out of
10. I've been working hard on. I've gone from, I think I've watched 10 seasons so far this year.
They released a new season on Disney Plus, 33. And it's actually like weekly episodes.
Oh, nice.
So I'm fully up to date to watch it when the very brand new episode comes out.
You have seen every single Simpsons episode. Yeah. That's impressive.
Thank you.
What was the other one that was just on the tip of my
tongue? I'm single, ladies.
Now you made me forget what
TV
show.
How did I make you forget?
Because you were too busy flirting with the audience. I told you about flirting with the audience.
Don't do it.
Don't. In moderation.
Yeah, those restraining orders that came through the other day were...
I remembered.
Oh.
Spider-Man, the animated series. I finished it the other day.
Oh, did you?
Finish it yet?
No, I haven't finished it yet.
Great ending.
Yeah?
Good ending.
So it makes up for like the whole, like it, yeah, it ties it all really well. Okay.
Yeah. What are you up to on it?
I'm going to look right now because I have no idea. Give me 2 seconds.
You should know. What, I don't. Honestly, you should know.
You should know. Yeah, well, see? Why should I know?
It's a nothing but a distant memory.
I'll just jump
now
on Disney Plus and click continue. I'm up to season 5, episode 1.
Okay, last season.
The wedding.
The wedding, yeah, yeah, yeah. Almost there, almost there. Okay.
As if they get married, that's sick. Anyway.
We also had video games, of course. You've played more of these than I have. The Guardians game.
Yep. Am I rating it?
Yep.
Nothing's changed. I'm going to give that a good 8 out of 10.
Yeah, I'll go 8. I'm finding that there's a bit too much talking in it for me if I just want to jump on and play half an hour.
Yeah.
You sort of have to play big sessions at a time to really earn it. But it's still really, really good. Great story, great action.
Better than what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, yeah. Halo Infinite. You're playing that at the moment.
9 out of 10. Yeah. It's incredible.
I'm hearing very good things.
It's so good.
It Takes Two.
I'm going to give that a 9 out of 10 as well. Like, I was playing that with Bailey, who's been popping up here and there. Yeah. Getting on season 2.
Yeah, yeah. Don't count on it.
No, no. A lot of fun.
I mean, it must be pretty good because it just won IGN's Game of the Year, didn't it?
Not IGN, Game Awards.
Game Awards?
Yeah.
It's even bigger.
I think if you've... And I've said this in an earlier episode. If you've got a partner who... I don't know, maybe you're really into video games and maybe they're not really into it, but you want to find something to do together, this game is that.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a gamer. If you're with someone who really enjoys gaming, you're going to love it. If you're with a friend, like, it's just all around really fun. Like, it'll just have you laugh. And it's just a really good designed game too. So
I'm going to say that's the best review you've given all year.
Yeah?
Yeah. Didn't drag on. Nice and to the point.
We'll get to the next point.
I'm dragging on now. It was so good. Resident Evil 8 Village.
8 out of 10.
Nice. Far Cry 6.
8 out of 10.
Do you know any other numbers?
Yeah, but it didn't deserve them.
Battlefield 2042. Ooh.
Gee. Oh God, I'm trying to find if there's any like positives I've enjoyed. 3 out of 10.
Oh, ouch. And you were so excited for it too.
I know. Well, the trailers...
That's got to hurt. Yeah, you kept showing me trailer after
tornadoes
trailer.
Like, and
I don't
stuff.
Care.
Yeah, but like that's usually of a lot of things. You can't just say that's Battlefield.
Yeah, that's true.
But like...
I don't care.
It just came out... It was really... It's just bad. Like, as in unplayable bad. Like,
yeah,
it's not,
like
it's not
technically.
Like, yeah, it's not like level. It's... just a bad game. Like
a well-made game with a story that you don't like is something different because it might be someone else's taste.
Yeah,
but a game
no
that's
one
actually
can play
poor
it.
Quality.
And like Battlefield, like usually I buy a game, like it's for, you know, I buy a game for its campaign and then the multiplayer second. Battlefield's the only game where I buy it for its multiplayer and then the campaign's there.
Yeah.
And this one didn't come with a campaign, so there's nothing else to fall onto, and
Ouch. The
multiplayer is just really, just bad.
COD Vanguard, the new Call of Duty.
7 out of 10.
Fair bit better. And I know this game didn't come out this year, but I still want to see Marvel's Avengers.
5 out of 10.
Yeah, I'd go the same. Yeah. look, can you think of anything else that we had this year? I think those are sort of the main ones.
Yeah, not a lot of games
no
came out. It was literally like this time of year when they all came out. Trying to think of what I played during lockdown as well.
Lockdown, I went back and played
like 12 minutes.
I went. Oh yeah, yeah.
Which I'd probably give like an 8 out of 10 as well.
Yeah, nice, nice.
Yeah.
I went back and played like Spider-Man, Halo, the Arkham series, did a bit of Uncharted.
Yep.
Pretty much just went back through my old favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next year, still got like Dying Light to come out, Dying Light 2. That looks really good.
Well, let me add those to the list, and then when we come back around to next year's content,
yes,
we'll add that up. All right, let's take five.
No, Harry, the game's called It Takes Two.
I hate you.
Gamer.
Well, for the listeners, the take five would have been like 5 seconds, but well, I think we took about half an hour.
Yeah. A lot of things happen.
Efficient is not a word that I'd use to describe us.
Whose fault was it?
Probably yours.
Yeah, I did tell a story, didn't I?
Yeah.
Pretty funny story.
Yeah.
Not podcast worthy.
No,
like,
no.
But pretty gross, but...
Get onto our Patreon team.
Join my OnlyFans to find it out.
Ugh.
You don't lie. You'd love that.
What would you call your profile if you had an OnlyFans?
It'd be Tyler to Tyler. And I'd be like dressed as a Tyler, but like a sexy Tyler.
So how do you differ between regular Tyler and sexy Tyler?
Not a lot.
There's not much to do.
I just like show some more chest and stuff that I usually do.
Ugh.
Sexy.
Let's stop talking about that, because that's giving me nightmares.
It's only $10.99 a month.
It's a bargain. That's not bad. Let's talk about what's happening next year and still to come this year, because
so for what some segments could be for our season two, right?
Yeah, absolutely. If there is a season two, still
just see how this episode pans out.
If you behave yourself. Over the summer.
That's a long time to not do anything stupid.
If our listeners are looking for Christmas gift ideas, maybe they could get a Podculture subscription. I mean, there's no subscription fee. It's totally free. All you got to do is look it up on Spotify, but maybe you could just
$10 on like a side or something.
Yeah. Just slip it our way.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Give someone a card that says "Listen to Podculture."
Yeah, that'll
do. And then put a $10 note in that card and say, "Give this to Podculture."
Put a Christmas review on for us.
Yeah,
just the end of year. Just you don't. I don't even know if you have to write anything. That if you do write something, it's nice.
That don't write something mean.
No,
but that would be the ultimate Christmas present from you to us.
Yeah, don't be the Grinch.
If you left us a review or gave us a follow or a like or. Anything at all.
Crisp high five will do.
Crisp $5 bill.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah. Stop your high fives. Because, you know, our Christmas present to you has been 30 episodes of good times.
Mm. 30 weeks. It's gone.
That's a lot of weeks. That's gone fast.
It's gone fast.
What do you reckon our best episode has been?
It's yet to come.
Oh, season two. I like that. I like that. Very good. We can only go up from here.
Unless you're us.
Yeah. All right. Let's have a look. What movies have we got still to come this year? There's one coming out next week, or this week.
Spider-Man
No Way Home. Yep. There's one
coming
out.
Can we talk about Spider-Man? I don't think we've talked about that one yet.
Well, I think if you added up the amount of minutes that we have spent talking about it.
That's close to what season one's entirety
is. I don't think you can count that high. There's a movie coming out, I think, Boxing Day. And I'm just like, I'm really keen for it. And I'm worried that all the hype for Spider-Man No Way Home will overshadow this movie.
Mm.
This is The Matrix Resurrections.
I reckon. 4.
I hope it does. I hope it still gets...
All the diehard fans of Spider-Man will be seeing it this week and like next.
Yep.
And then you got the week after, which is Boxing Day. So I think it's enough time. And Matrix has a pretty big following.
Yeah.
In pop culture.
And so. This is a big deal for Matrix. You know, it's almost 20 years since the last one came out that did leave a lot of things sort of open-ended.
Mm.
And we weren't really, you know... How do I explain this to you because you haven't seen it without spoiling it?
You literally just did. It has open end.
It finishes the story, but is quite unclear on how some of those endings will, like, follow on, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, okay, this person's chapter has come to a close. Mm-hmm. And then that's it. There's no sort of indication as to what might come next.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Sure.
And now we get to see what's going to come next. And it's going to be really fascinating to see. So, yeah, me personally, I'm looking forward to that. Matrix, the first one, is one of my favorite movies. Mm. So I was, yeah, looking up what other movies come next year. There's so many sequels.
Hey, you missed Sing 2 this year.
Did I? All right.
You idiot.
Next year. No, Sing 2's got Bono in it. It's got a U2 song in it, so I'm cool with that. Sing 1 had a Beatles song in it, not that you'd know that.
What song?
Golden Slumbers.
Never heard of it.
Hmm. Terrible, just terrible. Yeah, have a look at this list here. See all those numbers? Jesus. They're all the sequels and everything. Let's go through them. So,
smash through them.
You got The Kingsman.
Yes.
The Kingsman.
Yeah, can't wait for that.
The Batman.
Well, obviously.
That's going to be big. Yeah.
Not as big as Spider-Man, but it'll be big.
It'll be DC's biggest, I think. Yeah. Aquaman 2, Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom.
Yep, cool.
They're saying that that one goes bigger and better, which, I mean, why wouldn't you say that about a sequel? You'd never come out about a sequel and say, oh, this one's not as good.
Not as good as the first, but you guys have seen, I'm sure you'll like it.
Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, the second post-credit scene for Spider-Man is a tease for it.
Oh, that'll be cool. Yeah. That'll be cool. Yeah, because that's only a few. What's that? May, I think, May. That comes out. Yeah.
It was meant to be March, but it pushed back to May.
So I wonder if that's to avoid going head-to-head with the Batman, because I think they had the same release date.
Possibly.
Yeah. But the Doctor Strange trailer should be coming any day now.
Yeah.
You'd have to think. True. Thor Love and Thunder.
Yep. Cool.
That'll be big.
I don't know. Yeah. Like, it's going to be a story that not many people know about.
Yeah. Yeah. Which so will be cool. Which will be really cool. Natalie Portman coming back.
Oh, well, that's instantly like a instant watch for me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
Interesting.
This one's struggling. Mm. I don't know if that's going to keep its release date, because have you heard about Letitia Wright, who plays Shuri?
No.
So they had to shut production down because an injury that she'd gotten a couple months earlier was persisting and not going away.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems as if, you know, she's the main character, so they can't really keep filming it without her, so they had to stop for a while.
Yeah.
But she is quite vocal about being anti-vax. And it's causing some issues behind the scenes, rumors say. And, I mean, even Disney themselves, you know, Disney are very much... There's a lot of rules you have to follow if you're a face of Disney. A lot of, you know, you have to really be a good person. And this is sort of not painting her in the best light. Mm. And apparently she was, you know, going around the Black Panther set trying to convince others not to get the vaccine and turning a lot of people against her. And it's...
That's not good.
Yeah, it's a little bit... And, I mean, people were saying, like, your co-star Chadwick Boseman in the previous one, if he was around today, if he was fighting cancer still today and on the set of Black Panther, he'd be very immunocompromised.
Well, yeah.
And she's...
I'm very against it.
Yeah. So, I mean, we'll see about that one. But
well, like, you see what this man did through such a, like, yeah, like a rough time in his life and everything. And then you have her doing this.
Exactly.
When she's meant to be taking the mantle for what this man did. It's a bit rough. Like,
yeah.
It's not a good thing, is it?
Not a good look.
No.
But we'll see. Jurassic World Dominion.
Oh, I reckon that's going to be awesome.
It's going to be good.
Did you watch the prequel thing they put on YouTube?
I did. I thought it was cool. Yeah. I thought it was really cool.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of hate for it and a lot of people pointing out like the inconsistencies in the types of dinosaurs that are fighting like that, scientifically wrong. Who cares? It's a movie about dinosaurs getting set free on Earth.
That's all I want to say.
I don't care about the science of it.
I wouldn't even know. I'm not that smart.
The science from the first one, like, apparently doesn't hold up
Titanic,
at all.
Titanic. Remember when people complained that Titanic had the stars in the wrong place or something?
Oh, what?
Yeah, there's like most of the scenes, there's like a couple of stars that weren't supposed to be in their spots.
How dare they?
Yeah, so I had to redo it.
How dare they? You know what? I think the Harry Potter movies are a bit unrealistic because they use magic in those. I don't think that's scientifically
accurate. Nah, Voldemort wasn't around when I was born in 1998. What are you kidding?
Have you seen that thing? It says, the main reason I don't believe that Harry Potter was truly set during the 90s is because not once in the 7-year run do you hear anyone say, man, the Chicago Bulls are having a hell of a run, aren't they?
You're right.
Yeah, how about those Bulls? Yeah, Jurassic World, that's going to be cool.
Yeah.
And that's bringing back Chris the Pratt? OGs.
Oh, and the OGs, yeah.
Sam Neill, Laura Dern.
Yeah.
Bill Goldblum again.
Cool.
I reckon that'll be cool, yeah. What's next? Oh, this will be big. Avatar 2.
The thing I'm excited about Avatar 2 is in, like, I guess, promotion for that, they're going to bring out Avatar 1 in 4K.
Oh, that'll look fantastic. That looks
so good.
And that movie still looks good. Still holds up really, really well.
Oh, yeah. And that with a good either Dolby Atmos soundtrack or DTSX. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I can't wait for that.
A lot of people saying that Avatar 2 won't do as well because it's been too long between the original sequel. But the reason it's been so long
is because they're doing all the movies back to back.
They're doing 2, 3, and 4 back to back. And they had to wait for technology to catch up with what they wanted to do, which is what James Cameron wrote Avatar back in the 90s and, again, had to wait for technology to
Steven
catch up.
Steven Spielberg did that with Ready Player One.
Yeah, there you go.
So, like, it just... And it's worth it.
It's worth the wait. I think this movie will blow people away. We just got the first trailer for this the other day, Across the Spider-Verse Part 1.
Oh, I'm excited.
What's it? Spider-Man 2099 with Oscar Isaac.
Yeah.
That'll be cool. Are they not bringing back Peter Parker?
Oh, I don't know. You have to watch it. They're not going to spoil anything right now. I reckon he will come back, of course.
I hope so.
I reckon.
Otherwise, I'm not watching it. Apparently, we're getting the first trailer for this movie in maybe even tomorrow, I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore.
It's already out.
What? Is it out?
I haven't watched it, but yeah.
Oh, well, that's the first thing we've got to do after this.
Yeah, ready? Harry... Oh, that's not Harry Potter, is it?
Harry Potter. Harry Leith Ed and the Secrets of Pod Culture.
Fantastic Beasts 3 trailer.
Shut up. Get out of here. When did that come out?
Official trailer 2 days ago.
No, that's the thing that says official trailer coming Monday.
Oh.
Yeah, that's like a little video that has some segments of the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. Guy, you...
Well, I only saw that today, so I was like, oh, look, Secrets of Dumbledore, official trailer. I didn't see Monday.
Yeah, my...
Well, there you go, official trailer Monday. It's coming out Monday, so tomorrow.
I was right. Yeah. Hey, there we go. All right. I reckon a shame that Johnny Depp had to step down as Grindelwald, but Mads Mikkelsen is a fantastic replacement.
Yeah.
He will do really, really well. And he even met with Johnny Depp about playing the character. And also, Johnny Depp worked for, I think, 2 days on this movie. And because of his contract, him working those 2 days means that he gets the full payout.
That's right, yeah.
So he is still made bank. So there's a little bit of justice for him.
Yeah.
Uncharted.
Oh, yes.
When's that? That's your birthday, isn't it?
Birthday.
Feb 18.
Yes.
That'll be good. Hopefully Sully has a mustache at least by the end of it.
Probably not.
Probably not. At least he's hopefully he's wearing like the green shirt.
It's gonna be a very I'm not gonna say it's gonna be an amazing. It could be, but I'm not getting my hopes up. It's probably gonna be a very average movie, but I really hope not.
I feel like it'll be like Tomb Raider. It's not gonna win any awards, but it's gonna be a good, solid, enjoyable movie.
Hope so.
Tomb Raider is very rewatchable.
Yeah, I agree.
Black Adam.
Oh yeah. Yep.
This could be big.
Well, yeah, I reckon. Dwayne Johnson's really gonna
he's hype hyping the movie. This up massively, isn't he? And I think he's probably just about the most bankable star in Hollywood at the moment in the world.
Yep, I would say so.
And so, Black Adam not being the most well-known hero or character of all time, you need someone big to
For
draw
sure.
you in, and 100%. The Rock can do that.
100%.
Yeah. So that'll be good. And we get to see him, Unleashed.
Mm-hmm.
The Rock plays a lot of family-friendly movies.
Yep.
Are always good, such as Jungle Cruise.
Now he's going to kill him.
Now he's not holding back. Morbius.
I reckon that will be really good.
This looks better and better every time I see something new for it.
And if it turns out it's part of the MCU, then even better.
Fantastic, wouldn't it? Jared Leto looks like... I respect what Jared Leto tried to do with the Joker in Suicide Squad, to do something new.
Yeah.
And then I think in Zack Snyder's... Justice League,
yep.
I think he killed that. I think that was really good. But I feel like he seems a lot more suited for this role.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, this seems like he's found his calling. But jumping back to DC, we've got The Flash coming out.
Yes.
I feel bad because I love Ezra Miller as The Flash, but my hype is all about seeing Michael Keaton Ben Affleck.
Yeah. Oh, it's like Spider-Man No Way Home. Isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
just
yeah, yeah.
Seeing the OGs.
You know it's Tom's costumes. Movie, but you want to see...
Yeah, yeah you want to see the others. Yeah. Yeah.
But now that'll be really cool. I'm excited to see Sasha Cal as Supergirl as well. I reckon she'll do quite well. John Wick Chapter 4.
That's going to be awesome.
That's going to be awesome, isn't it?
Keanu Reeves will kill it. And yeah. It's going to be just blood and gore and... That's it. That's all you want to say.
You know what is a bit of a bummer? Mm. Originally, before COVID stuffed this up, Matrix 4 and John Wick 4 were going to release on the same day.
That's right. Oh. It was going to be Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Day. Yeah. Oh, that would have been so cool. But yeah, we'll still get John Wick 4 and see him kicking ass as he always does.
Sweet.
And surely we'll hear some more heartwarming stories about him because he always does.
This is perfect, yeah.
The end of the trilogy, Halloween Ends.
Is that next year?
That's next year.
Wow.
Yep, next Halloween. How do you think it'll end?
I couldn't tell you.
Will they finally kill Michael Myers?
That's the thing, like...
We forgot to put Halloween Kills on our Have Seen This Year.
Oh, okay. 7 out of 10.
Yep, agreed.
Yep.
Very good, sir.
Yeah. let's agree to agree.
For once.
Yeah, I mean, they could kill him, but like, then it's also like, if they kill him, then that's it for no more movies. So, like, I don't know what they're going
to
do.
I'd love to see it end with him and Laurie killing each other.
I reckon that's how it will end. They'll take each other out.
Yeah.
For sure. Leading to that.
Finally, I've been looking forward to this, Mission Impossible 7.
Oh, yes. That's going to be amazing.
I always love these movies, but then Fallout came out, and I'm a massive Henry Cavill fan, and on top of him playing such a good character, this movie was one of the best action movies of all time.
Yeah.
You know, the helicopter scene, the Halo jump
scene.
I don't
know how they film it. Oh. It just looks so good.
And Tom Cruise actually does all these stunts.
Yeah, like, it's crazy.
It's incredible.
He's the real life Nathan Drake.
He practically is. Yeah, yeah. A shame that Henry Cavill won't be back for this one because he met a bit of a nasty end.
Unfortunate turn of events for that character.
Ouch. Yes. But I think I read that the main villain was originally going to be Nicholas Hoult, who plays...
In Fallout.
Yeah, I know in this new one, Seven.
Yep.
Who, do you know who that is? He plays Beast in the newer X-Men movies.
Oh, yeah.
He had to drop out.
Right.
And they've replaced him with... I can't remember his name, but he played Deathstroke in Season 2 of Titans.
No, I haven't watched that, so I don't know.
Mm, yeah, very good. Very good. but I think he'll do a good job. He played a really good bad guy.
Okay.
Deathstroke, he was real, like, chilling.
Sweet. You know what I found out the other day, really quickly, while we're on terms of Deathstroke?
Mm-hmm.
The bloke who played Flash Thompson in Spider-Man 1 played Deathstroke in Justice League. I didn't know that.
You must be the last person on Earth to have figured that one out.
I only found out that a couple of weeks ago. I was like, what?
Because there were so many like Flash jokes.
Was it?
With like Flash being in Justice League and his character being Flash and Spider-Man.
I don't know. I don't follow Justice DC stuff.
What's his name? Joe Manganiello. That's his name.
Fair enough.
Yeah. He's married to Sofia Vergara.
Is he?
Yeah.
Lucky bastard.
Yeah. sadly,
does that mean... No way. Does that mean I met him at... Oh, I was next to him in Sydney? I might have been next to him in Sydney.
Because you were next to Sofia Vergara.
Yeah, and her boyfriend.
Oh, it was definitely him.
Oh.
You idiot. You idiot. You were
what a revelation. I was next to Flash Thompson from Spider-Man.
You were next to Deathstroke from Justice League.
Well, this is perfect for our last episode. Holy shit.
You're an idiot.
That's insane. Oh. I was next to Flash Thompson.
You only had eyes for Sophia.
Yeah, I did.
Can't say I blame you.
That's
pretty cool.
That's really cool.
That's pretty cool. I mean, you didn't realize it for 10 years, but...
It wasn't 10 years.
Sophia, what year was it?
It was like 2017?
No, it wasn't.
16, 17, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You were in high school.
Yeah, well, maybe 2015 then. So that still 10 years.
I'm also sad that someone was interviewing Joe Manganiello the other day and they said, do you still have hopes of bringing the Deathstroke character back after we saw him in Justice League? He said, nah, had to let that one go. Such a bummer, such a missed opportunity. Moving on, otherwise I'll cry. Knives Out 2.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
You seen Knives
yep.
Out 1?
Yep.
Great movie,
really
isn't it?
Really enjoyed
yeah.
that, yeah.
Took me a little bit of time to get used to the southern accent that Daniel Craig has. yeah. But once you get on board with that, you're rolling with it. Yep. Big cast as well. It's got like Catherine Han, Dave Bautista.
Oh, cool.
There's a lot more, but I can't even think of them. Death on the Nile?
Oh, yeah.
What was the first one called? Murder on the Orient Express. Yep. That was cool. That was pretty cool. I haven't seen it. Oh, yeah. It was a good movie. Yeah. The reviews said that, like, it's a good movie, but it's hard to get excited by it when it's, like, the most famous murder case of all time. So mm-hmm. you obviously know the twist coming.
Yep.
Fine for me and George when we went and saw it because we didn't know the twist.
Huh.
We didn't know how it ended.
Yeah, fair enough. A little bit of the same for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if it was like you figured it halfway through, I wouldn't know. So.
Yeah, it was a great twist for us. I think George might have cottoned on, but they reveal it and I was like, oh. The Elvis movie. You got any excitement for this at all?
It's like a biopic, is it?
Yeah, it's a biopic the same way that like Rocket Man and Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, cool.
Tom Hanks plays the Colonel, who was Elvis's manager in real life.
Yep.
This is the one that they were filming in the Gold Coast
last year. Oh, right, when Tom Hanks got
when
COVID.
When Tom and Rita got COVID and got stuck here. And Austin Butler is playing Elvis.
Okay.
And they released the first little, like, sort of 3-second look just of Elvis, you know, walking out in front of a crowd in, like, his jumpsuit.
Yep.
Oh, it looks fantastic.
Okay, cool. I'm sure I'll be excited for that when it kind of comes to it.
And because I grew up on Elvis because my dad is a massive Elvis fan, so I'm all about this.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for it. That's all the movies that I've got.
Nice.
You got any?
I think you said them all.
Some TV shows coming this Friday. We got The Witcher season 2. I'm so excited.
Nice.
I've seen all of season 1. I've read the books. Couldn't quite get around the game just because I'm not good at long games.
Neither.
But I love the world of it. I'm so excited for it. We got Moon Knight.
Oh, yep. Good.
Oscar Isaac.
Yep.
Going to be a bit more brutal as well, I heard.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see. Especially to bring like Daredevil into the MCU. It'd be interesting to see how they take that.
Exactly.
Because obviously it's such a brutal show. Hopefully they can keep that. Because the good thing about when it's good writing, there's no swearing. So there's still no swearing like really in Daredevil, like no F words and stuff. So they can still, it just depends whether they keep the brutality of the blood and
exactly.
the gore and everything.
Yeah. And like they said that they're going to keep Deadpool the same when he...
Yeah, well... So, I mean, parents and kids are just going to realize that times are changing.
Yeah, superheroes are for everyone now.
Yeah, exactly.
Miss Marvel.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Should be good.
I enjoyed her Avengers game, so.
Yeah. And She-Hulk.
Same thing, I don't really know much about She-Hulk.
No,
but I'm sure it'll be good. I'm sure
I know
good.
She's a lawyer, just like Daredevil.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, should be good.
Yeah.
Yep, that's all the TV shows I've got. I'm sure there's more coming. Yeah.
Kenobi. You forgot
Kenobi. Oh, I forgot. And the Book of Boba Fett.
And the Book of Boba Fett. You
but
idiot.
Kenobi being the main one,
Kenobi.
That is going to be...
That's going to be huge. That's, the Spider-Man of
yeah,
of TV
it literally
series.
Is. That is going to be so beautiful to see. And then we'll wrap it up with the video games that are coming next year. Big year for games that I like.
So let's smash through these.
We got Hogwarts Legacy.
Nice.
We got Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League.
Beautiful.
We got Gotham Knights.
Nice.
We got God of War Ragnarok.
Yes.
And we've got Dying Light 2.
Yeah, perfect.
Big year coming up.
Just, you know what? Maybe life's not looking so bad after all.
Maybe.
Who am I kidding?
You know, you had me fooled for a minute there, but yeah, no, you're right. It's grey outside.
Sun's gone.
Trees are dead. Don't hear any birds chirping. But we've got a lot of movies to watch. So stay inside. It's Pod Culture's life advice. Stay inside, watch movies.
And you'll be as healthy as us.
Oh, jeez.
My insides hurt.
I can't talk much longer. Let us know in your Christmas review that you leave for us which of these you're most excited for.
If you
love to.
All of them, I'll know you're lying.
Yeah, nah, be honest.
Yeah.
But don't badmouth DC. I already cop enough of that in my day-to-day life. I don't need any more.
Although, if you want to do it, I won't care.
Send it personally to Tyler.
Please.
That's 0404. Ragtag Productions. Recording and mixing for any form of rock music. Focusing on beginners or musicians who are yet to have proper studio experience,
Ragtag provides an opportunity to have your songs recorded and mixed, with a focus on capturing the best quality sound possible. Are you and your band ready to start releasing music? Do you have a friend with a great song that needs to be recorded? Get in touch at www.ragtagproductions.com.au to start your journey today. Now also offering podcast production. If you've got the content, let me do the rest. Located in Melbourne's eastern suburbs.
Ragtag Productions.
Ah, all right. Well, we've done it. We've made it to the end of Podculture Season 1.
You know, we're, it's sad and all, but we're definitely doing a Season 2, right?
Don't push your luck.
I just thought that maybe we had a good time doing this together. Like, it was forcing us to catch up every week.
Forcing is the right word.
Well, I wouldn't use force as like that. I was meaning more so like it made us catch up, you know?
Ah.
That's good. Well, I enjoyed the experience.
We'll see.
Anyway.
We'll see about a Season 2. And I guess there's nothing left to do now but wrap up for one last time.
Which so, I was going to ask.
Yeah.
Can I do it? I remember I did it like, I've only done it like once. And I don't understand the reason to that because I thought I did really well. And, you know...
Tyler, I don't mean to be harsh, buddy, but you're just not very good at outros.
What?
You seem to have some sort of curse that you always manage to stuff up the ending if we try and let you do it.
That's hurtful, Harry.
It's the truth.
But I think I do really well. I don't think I've stuffed up once. Thank you very much.
Well, what about the time you got possessed?
The devil's work is mine to fulfill! Now die!
Ow! Oh! Ow! Stop throwing things at me, idiot!
I don't recall that happening.
Fair enough, I suppose. What about the time that we had our very first guest on and you broke out into a fight with him?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Bring it!
No, guys, no one needs to take anything outside.
Lord of the Rings!
It's okay.
Lord of the Rings!
Well, it's better than Back to the Future, Ned.
Why does this happen every time?
It's weird. Don't you say that they're weird? Don't
you
Back to the Future?
Yeah, but in all honesty, he deserved that.
Yeah, he says the same thing about you, actually. What about the time that you didn't warn me that my shoelaces were undone and I broke my hand? All right, I'm going to grab a water.
His shoelaces. Don't tell him. But I've got her. He's my best friend. Don't tell him. Otherwise, it will happen.
Oh!
Okay, that one was pretty funny.
Yeah, for you, maybe.
All right, look. You can't just nitpick something like that when it was only like, what? Well, that was three things? Sorry.
Three? Oh, Tyler. There's more. There's many, many more. I had a feeling something like this could happen. So I've taken the liberty of creating a little montage to remind you of your past failures. This might be hard for you to hear.
What the hell did you press?
I just pushed the button you told me to push.
Clearly you didn't press that. Oh, no, 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 don't do it!
Damn it, Tyler!
Amy replies, I'll see you try, you f***.
Harry, you promised there'd be no weird stuff.
I didn't know he was gonna do that. It's okay, I'm sorry.
F*** this. Nah, I'm done.
No,
And here's number three!
I've killed a man.
What? What do we do?
Well, I reckon we're gonna cheese it. We're gonna get out of here.
All right, let's. What about Nick?
Forget Nick. Let's get out of here. You see, when I. Jesus.
Three, two, one.
Hey.
My laptop. Hey. What did you do? You idiot.
He swore and he cursed as he flew out of sight. On you all, and have a hell of a night. Yeah, okay, whatever. The point is...
Well, I'd spent a lot of time on that. Is there any thoughts you had on that?
Listen, Harry. Oh. I feel like I can do it.
Whatever.
I feel like this is the moment that I was born for.
Against every cell in my body, fine. I don't even care anymore. I'm not coming back for season two. You get a new co-host. No skin off my back. Go nuts. Break a leg. Literally.
You know, Harry, I think I can speak for the both of us when I say, who would have thought that we would become podcast hosts? Little old you and wee little me, just from a little town in Melbourne, Australia. Look at us. Look how far we've come. And it's a thank you to everyone out there who's been listening through the entire of season one. And I hope that maybe you've smiled a couple of times, you know, and you've learnt a few things from us. It warms my heart. And I hope you've learnt from us that no matter who you are or where you're from, you can do anything.
Nobody can tell you. There's only one song worth singing. They may try and sell you, 'cause it hangs them up to see someone like you. But you gotta make your own kind of music, sing your own special song. Make your own kind of music, even if nobody else sings along.
Tyler, I'm speechless.
Uh-huh.
That was incredible. You actually did it.
I know.
That was the best outro I've ever heard of our podcast, of any podcast of all time.
What do you think, Harry? Celebration drinks?
What, me? With you? I'd love to. That would be incredible.
You got it, pal.
Wow. Oh, I can't believe it. He did it. He really did it. Oh, no. Tyler, the cord's connected to your foot!
Ah!